This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Amy Scott. As expected, the Fed decided today to keep its target for the federal funds rate unchanged between 5.25% and 5.5%, though officials are still penciling in 3 interest rate cuts later this year, pending, of course, what happens with inflation. In remarks after the announcement, Powell addressed the question many are wondering: are the higher inflation numbers we've seen so far this year a fluke or part of a worrisome pattern?
We're going to let the data show. I don't think we really know whether this is a bump on the road or something more. We'll have to find out. In the meantime, the economy is strong. The labor market is strong. Inflation has come way down, and that gives us the ability to approach this question carefully and you know, feel more confident that inflation is moving down sustainably to 2% when we take that step to begin dialing back our restrictive policy.
As for what will give them that confidence, Powell repeated a familiar refrain: it's all about the data.
The committee wants to see more data that gives us higher confidence that inflation is moving down sustainably toward 2%.
Thing is, Powell and his colleagues keep an eye on a lot of different data sources. So Marketplace's Justin Ho looked at what kind of data the Fed is looking for and how that's changed over time.
The Federal Reserve looks at a lot more than the monthly inflation figures and other big government reports.
I like to refer to the Federal Reserve as the Hoover vacuum of data.
That's Claudia Somm, the founder of Somm Consulting and a former Federal Reserve economist. She says that vacuum also sucks up non-government data from banks, payment processors, and research companies. The Fed even gathers its own data on factory output and consumer credit. Somm says when she started working at the Fed, all of that data was pretty overwhelming.
And I told the more senior person who was trying to train me, I'm like, what am I supposed to do with all these numbers? And she looked at me and she said, you just breathe it all in.
Somm says what the Fed is good at is spotting patterns in the numbers, recognizing whether those patterns are just noise or if they show a trend. And even though the Fed puts the most emphasis on the official government reports,
you can think of a lot of these other data sources as giving nuance, right? Like that unemployment rate is low, but what does the hiring rate look at? Or what does some regional number look at?
Certain private sector data can also give the Fed a quicker read on the economy. Eric Swanson, an economics professor at UC Irvine, says early in the pandemic, when things were changing quickly, the Fed looked at online rent prices, anonymized cell phone location data, and credit card transactions.
Because consumer spending data comes out at the end of the next month, whereas credit card transaction data can come out within a day or two.
But now that things have settled down, the Fed is keeping a closer eye on parts of the economy that are still too hot. Tim Dewey at SGH Macro Advisors says that includes the number of job openings.
It's not that we weren't following that data before or didn't think it was important, but it can gain new life as circumstances change.
In other words, as the economy evolves, the Fed's data diet does too. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.